What the hell happened last night?
Is there some kind of retro thing going on this weekend?
There's something going on in here.
Dude is rocking a cassette player.
Landformers!
I'm sure there's a good explanation for all this.
Jerry girl!
Excuse me, miss. What color is Michael Jackson?
Black?
Yeah, we back in time!
I'm so scared.
Must be some kind of time machine.
Welcome to Dennis's Time Machine.
Time Machine, 1973, Part 1. June 1973, Rocky Mountain Way by Joe Walsh from The Smoker You Drink, The Player You Get. This song propelled Joe Walsh to fame. He used a guitar talk box manufactured by Bob Heil on the solo.
Thank you.
March 1973, Money by Pink Floyd from Dark Side of the Moon. Money was their first hit in the U.S. Dark Side of the Moon still is the fourth best-selling album of all time, selling over 45 million copies worldwide.
Yeah. certainly was in the right.
Yes, definitely. Like he's was cruising for bruising.
September 1973, Firth of Fifth by Genesis from Selling England by the Pound. Keyboardist Tony Banks wrote much of this song with help on lyrics from Mike Rutherford. Steve Hackett took a piano theme and rearranged it as a guitar solo.
sad pen. The sheep remain inside their pen until the shepherd leads his flock away. The sands of time were eroded by the river of constant change.
May 1973, Sufficiently Breathless by Captain Beyond from Sufficiently Breathless. The second album by Captain Beyond, it had a smoother sound than their first album.
Nothing left to live for. Sufficiently breathless.
nothing left to live for.
Sufficiently breathless on the street where we live.
Nothing left to live for.
Sufficiently breathless.
Nothing left to live for.
Sufficiently breathless on the street where we live.
Nothing left to live for.
Sufficiently breathless.
Nothing left to live for.
Sufficiently breathless on the street where we live.
Nothing left to live for.
Sufficiently breathless.
Nothing left to live for.
Sufficiently breathless on the street where we live.
Nothing left to live for.
Sufficiently breathless.
Nothing left to live for.
Sufficiently breathless on the street where we live. Nothing.
November 1973. Still, You Turn Me On by Emerson, Lake, and Palmer from Brain Salad Surgery. Greg Lake's songwriting and Keith Emerson's keyboards make this song timeless.
Wanna be an angel, you wanna be a star. Wanna play some magic on my guitar. Wanna be a poet, you wanna be my scream. You could be anything. Do you wanna be the lover of another? Undercover, you could even be the man on the moon. Do you wanna be the player? Do you wanna be the string? Let me tell you something. It just don't mean a thing. You see, it really doesn't matter when you're buried in disguise. By the dark gloss on your eyes, though your flesh has crystallized, still you turn me on.
August 1973, Higher Ground by Stevie Wonder from Inner Visions. This song went to number 4 in the U.S., recorded just before he was involved in a near-fatal accident that left him in a coma for 10 days.
Keep on learning. Soldier,
1973, Give Me Love, Give Me Peace on Earth by George Harrison from Living in the Material World. George's follow-up to All Things Must Pass and the concert for Bangladesh. It reached number one.
Thank you.
November 1973, Remember the Future, Part 1 by Nectar from Remember the Future. The most loved of all Nectar's albums, also their best-selling album.
We'll be right back. look at
him. Quite a guy.
Our little Dennis.
He'd be a menace sometimes, but I wouldn't trade him for any other kid in the world.
Neither would I.